family. I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
Hello, my name is Prince. I'm from Tanzania. I've just listened to your podcasts, Change versus Transformation. I really liked it a lot. Mostly last part when you say you have to learn, you have to unlearn and learn your new personality. So I really like it. Now I would really be happy if you just keep on doing this thing. Means a lot.
Hello, Vusi. My name is Bright and I'm from Lusaka, Zambia. I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, whatever you've been doing, your podcasts. You know, my favorite episode is The Coming of Age. I mean, it's actually a great episode. I almost dropped tears, you know, and it was like you were just talking to me, you know. God just connected you or directed you to talk to me because this is what I'm actually passing through right now. I just turned 19 in September. I'm 19 right now. Everything has just been going, you know, crazy for me. It hasn't been, you know, really good as I expected when I was, you know, in high school. I'm trying to do everything right, you know, going to the gym, reading books, learning more, but everything just keeps, you know, going wrong for me. And when I just listened to your podcast, I just realized that I requested something, you know, from God, something that is big. And if I want to become that person, I must pass through this so that I become strong for that position. And he just taught me that I should embrace the pain because it is part of my initiation. I'm going through this initiation, you know. So it just gave me some belief, and I'm really grateful that you keep doing this and you keep, you know, finding time to talk to us, because I know you're a busy man. You're always traveling around the world. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for everything, Vusi.
Hello, family. This is Herbert from Zimbabwe, 25 years of age. I still have got a 9-to-5 job, but at the same time, I'm now venturing. I'm now doing rabbit farming. So after listening to your inspired podcast of the Kronos and Kainos, I wanted to know, when is the right time quit the 9-to-5 job? Because in that podcast you talk about time and timing. So I would like to understand what makes one to say this is the time to quit my 9-to-5 job and focus entirely on the business. Because you see, it's draining. You wake up early, you've got to attend to the rabbits. You've got to plan for the day, and also you've got to report to the work, to the job that I have. When the day ends, I feel so exhausted, I feel so tired, I feel so overwhelmed. I've got literally no time to see if I'm making progress. So what is the right time quit and focus entirely on the business?
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss ideas that matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family. Hello, family, and welcome to this, the year of our Lord 2024. As my friend Simon said the other day, 2020, more. This is going to be the year of more blessings, more opportunities, more people, more spaces, more influence. And I wish that upon each and every single one of you. What a year it's going to be. I'm speaking that into your life and speaking it into the ether. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Look, it's been a bit of a break, I'm sure, and I hope all of you had fantastic December resting and holiday. We had an amazing time. And then we made the cardinal sin of thinking that we should break that amazing time into a travel, which we did do. We traveled into the bush, and we planned the trip to travel into the bush as one does. And having done this, we then contacted a DMC, Destination Marketing Company. In fact, to be clear, we didn't contact them. An acquaintance of mine who runs a tourism board, I rang him up and I was like, listen, I'm thinking of traveling into your part of the world. Can you recommend somebody to put together an experience for us? And he did. He recommended somebody. We got a hold of this guy. Oh my God, was it the worst decision we have ever made. Listen to me when I tell you, sometimes staying where you are is the thing to do. Stay where you are. Anyway, so let me tell you the experience, right? So we make the decision that we're going to go away. We get a hold of this DMC. This guy says to me, I'm going to put together the experience for you. 5 days, 6 family members. It's going to cost you X amount. And I go, listen, budget is not a problem. I just want you to make this an amazing, special time for the family and I, because it's been a long, long year. And typically in the middle of the year, I take a week or 2 week break. I didn't get to do so last year because it had been a long year. Anyway, so I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't matter the cost. You just make sure that this thing works. Guys, I should have known it wasn't going to work. When we arrived there and the fellow had a quantum van parked, yeah, with snacks in it, and he laced the quantum vans with tinsels. Now, I imagine there are some of you listening to this who don't know what tinsels are. Tinsels. Do you remember when it was like Christmas and there were those funny glitter things that you would hang everywhere? That stuff! He had these tinsels. Help me, Jesus. He had tinsels in the car. Picks us up. Start driving towards our hotel. He says to the family and I, now family wants us to stop somewhere and he's going to make a video. And I'm like, what are you doing? We are a family trying to get away from videos and just, this is going to be an amazing video. Let's do this video. You guys are going to be like walking towards the lot and walking away from the shadow. And you're going to walk. And like, anyway, so we indulge him. Terrible decision. We get to the hotel. And as we arrive at the hotel, he's booked us one room short. Now I've got to cough up more money to get the room so that you know, we have enough rooms for everybody. So I cough up the money, we get the room. We get into the room, and the shower is leaking. So when you take a shower and you come out, next to the bed where you're supposed to be sleeping is a puddle of water in one of the rooms. What are you going to do? It didn't end from one thing to another. My favorite, my absolute all-time favorite was he said he was going to take us to the small little like town or village for a cultural experience and a cultural festival. The cultural festival was 5, maybe 10 dancers, half dressed in formal attire, half in traditional attire, yeah, putting together some sort of experience. I imagine if you're like a German tourist who's never traveled, you know, into this part of the world, this is something that might appeal to you. It wasn't for us. We were just like, what is actually happening here? This guy's wasting our time. It went from that, it got even worse. One of the days, we're supposed to go for a quad bike experience together with river rafting, as you do. As well as, what's the thing where people shoot arrows like Hawkeye? You know the thing I'm talking about, where they shoot arrows and paintball guns, right? So there was the paintball gun experience. Let me tell you, the arrows we were shooting did not have the pointed tip at the front. I don't know what... No! Hear me out. Even me also. I don't know what happened to the pointy thing at the front of the arrows. But when we started shooting, there was no pointy thing. Now we're all shooting the arrows and the arrows are hitting the target, but they're not sticking. I'm like, what is happening? Then we go on the quad bikes. The quad bikes are old, shady, broken, dusted up. We go into the place that's supposed to be operating the quad bikes. And right next door, somebody is burning a shrub worth of like trees and bush. That's smoke is coming. I'm like, what is that? My favorite. Family. I'd like to think you guys have gotten a sense of me as a guy who likes his own space, he likes his privacy. I don't bother people and I don't want to be bothered. My absolute favorite. We'll go for the river rafting experience. Is it river rafting? Yeah, it is. We get into the thing and you go down the rapids, etc. While we're doing this, just before we do it, he decides he's going to go river rafting with the family. Talk about not having a sense of the client experience versus yourself as a service provider. In front of my entire family, he pulls his t-shirt, his jersey, and exposes his Hansa Pilsner belly to my 11-year-old daughter whilst he's changing to come into the... And I just thought, you know what, Vusi? It says in the Bible, in the book of Samsung, verses 3, chapters 1 to 16. When you have an experience like this, just pray. And it's in the book of Samsung. It was written by the apostle Panasonic. So I'm decided, I'm just going to pray. And I pray, and it didn't go away. And eventually I ended up ending the experience when he said to us, on one of the days, we're going to be staying in a glamping experience. We're going to stay, it's glamping. We're going to stay in a beautiful part of that part of the world. It was going to be glamping. It was going to be glamorous. It was going to be amazing. And he showed us a picture of the place we're staying at. He then took us on a camp like we were kids in grade 8 camping. This is me and my family. The showers did not work. The showers did not work. The bed was old, cranky, and crummy. The furniture looked like it was installed in 1962. The lighting didn't work. The plug points where you put in your chargers, those didn't work. Oh, but my favorite, my absolute all-time favorite, in this experience, in this incredible establishment that he thought was a good enough experience for Vusi Tembekwayo and his family, whatever that's worth, the establishment owners, which is the government, had not paid for DSTV. Now I'm in my room with my kids and I've got to explain to them why they're turning on the TV and the DSTV is on the constant channel that's playing, repeating the adverts. You see, sometimes God wants to teach you something. I don't know. I still don't know what God was trying to teach me, but I'm sure the lesson will come when the time is right. So the best part of that entire experience, right, was when I said to him, that's it. You're fired. I'll take care of the rest of it. I rang up a place right next door called the Orpen, O-R-P-E-N. Look them up. And that's why I'm speaking about them, because they just have the most incredible, amazing establishment. They said to us, absolutely come in. We've got space and rooms for you. Gave us the most amazing space and rooms. We went and had the most incredible time. And that was the highlight. That and going back home. So family, I do hope that you enjoyed your December holiday. I do hope that it was less eventful than mine. And I certainly do hope that you didn't find yourself sleeping in a camp with flies everywhere, mosquitoes. I have never had mosquitoes bite me so much. Like, the mosquitoes were biting me so much, I was convinced the mosquitoes had a union. And that was their shift that day, was to get on me and bite me. This was unbelievable. It was just absolutely unbelievable. And yet here we are We have made it, but by the grace of God, into the year of our Lord 2024. Amen. And this is going to be the year of 2020 more. Whew. I needed to let that out. I let that out. Good. Herbert, thank you so much for that voice note, my friend. And thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your voice note. I wanted to start with your voice note. Let me just manage expectations in terms of this podcast. This is going to be a short podcast, primarily for two reasons. The first is, it's the first podcast of the year. It's the one where we welcome you to the year ourselves and the family here at the VT Podcast. But the second reason is because, as you guys know, when we announced it last year, we launched the premium version of the podcast as well. And so in the next iterations of podcasts that are coming, there's going to be the free version. And then for those of you who pay, there's going to be the additional premium content that you get to enjoy. We think we're going to be one of the first people on the continent to do this. We're really excited about it. So make sure that you keep subscribing to the content and keep following for more and more news. Herbert, you asked the question, when can you start your own business? And I was listening and laughing as you were saying, you know, I'm just so tired of starting the day and showing up at work and working hard and being tired. I don't know who told you that it's different for business owners, Herbert, but I can tell you, as we sit, it's Friday nearing 8 in the evening. Myself, as well as the head of Sound and Sounds, who are both business owners, are still at work working. So if you think but for a moment, right, that starting your own business means you get to work fewer hours, you actually are mistaken. It's the inverse. When you become a business owner, you show up at the business before the people you employ, and you leave at the business after the people you employ. They are contracted for certain hours of work. You are contracted for certain outcomes of work. So what happens is you show up at the work to do the work until the outcome is achieved. Whether or not it happens during office hours is often is a very rare privilege for business owners. It almost never happens. I wanted to start the year by saying this to us, that I think it's absolutely foundational and important for all of us to recognize this: to whom much is given, much is expected. You cannot want to live a life of meaning, a life of contribution, a life of purpose, and a life of adding value to your fellow man. You cannot want to live a blessed life and then want life to bless you with not having to work. Those two things are mutually exclusive. It is a part of the journey of those of us who believe we are called to honor that calling by doing the work. Do the work. Herbert, I don't know where God has you. I don't know what you're working on, but I can tell you this: you are exactly where God wants you to be. This moment in the season is a learning time for you, so learn. And the greatest thing about those of you listening to this podcast who are employed and one day want to become business owners is, I always say, don't think you're doing a favor for the company you work for. Quite the contrary. They're doing you the favor of allowing you to learn while you're getting paid. Because as you work, you're learning. Often in the organizations you work with people who've been there for longer than you, have more experience than you, more exposure than you. If you humble yourself and you are present in this moment and in this season, if you honor this opportunity with your best self, you will come out of this an incredible weapon for the kingdom. But you have to be humble for this season. Herbert, change your perspective, change your mind. You're way too young to be getting tired, my friend. When I was your age, and I kind of estimate your age listening to the tone of your voice, when I was your age, I was pulling all-nighters. And most of the things, if not all of the things I was working on then, never worked out. It wasn't the thing I was working on that was important. It is the work ethic God was teaching me. That if he's going to give you the opportunity, you have to honor the calling by doing the work. Listen, 2024 is not the year of talent. You're not going to dazzle people because you're more talented. 2024 is not the year of looks. You're not going to dazzle people because you look better than the person next to you. It's not the year of clout or followers. 2024 is the year of work. Put your head down. Do the work. As we record this, I can tell you that after we came back from our heinous holiday experience, I spent a few hours a day at the office popping in, getting ready for the year. By the first week of the year, I took some time out, completely did nothing, and immediately started going to the office for half a day just so I can ready myself for what's coming. As the rest of the team comes on stream and the rest of the businesses open up, I'm ready. That isn't labor. It's calling. To whom much is given, so much more is expected. Good. Family. Friends. That's our very short podcast for this week. Hit me up on the socials if you like the story about this rather interesting experience that the family and I have had. But don't forget to send us your voice notes, because we use those as a part of our research to understand what content you guys would like on +27 81 505 7667. That's +27 81 505 7667. We look forward to hearing from you. And most importantly, make sure you subscribe to the premium version of the podcast. From me, Vusi Tembuhoi, and our partners here at Sound & Sounds, sayonara.
This podcast was proudly brought to you by My Growth Fund in partnership with Sound & Sounds Media.